Mining for silica sand or frack sand is a booming industry in western Wisconsin. But at what price? That's the question posed in The Price of Sand, a documentary film which has been out since last year. It gets a screening tomorrow night on Wisconsin Public Television. Filmmaker Jim Tittle told Director's Cut host Pete Schwabe he got the idea for the movie when a frack sand mine was almost dug near his hometown in Goodhue County, Minnesota.
About 3 years ago, my brother, who lives in our hometown, called me up and said, the land next to Mom's house sold for a lot of money, and we don't know why. We did some investigation, and we found out they wanted to build a 150-acre open-pit mine in this cornfield. And so that's how it affected me. I became a lot more aware of how the oil and gas industry is affecting small towns, people out in the country, and my family in particular.
Here's a clip from The Price of Sand.
Hydraulic fracturing, fracking, is the hot new technology in the energy business, and demand for frack sand has gone through the roof. An open pit industrial sand mine seemed like a bad thing for Goodhue County, but I'd never seen one. I had to see what we were dealing with, so I took a short road trip to see the biggest one.
So tell us, what did you see in Goodhue County?
The scale of this thing just blew me away. It was huge. It's a huge, huge open pit mine. And that was my first impression. The other was that it had been there for quite a while. There were big berms. There was lots of infrastructure. You know, it was a heavy industrial operation. Hmm. Now, I'd seen sand pits before, and that's kind of what I was thinking, a sand pit. Well, it wasn't a sand pit. It was a big, huge industrial mine.
Is this a political issue, or is it more of a community issue that is above politics?
It's a money issue.
Yeah.
This is driven by the energy industry, and energy is big, huge money. And that big, huge money is operating this by remote control. So the people who are making the ultimate decisions about frack sand mining, they don't live here, most of them.
Here's another clip from The Price of Sand.
Ask your opinion.
Sounds good to me. It produces a lot of jobs.
I think they better think about the people's land and their crops and the ground that's around and what they're wrecking, you know. That's just my personal opinion.
Are there more people that are for this process or against the sand mining, frack sand mining?
I think it depends on where you are. I think it depends on circumstance. I'd like to say everybody's against it, but that's not true. Yeah. There are people that are getting some very positive benefits out of it.
Aside from jobs, what are the positive effects?
Well, for generations, people have paid taxes on their hills. You know, farmers pay taxes on those hills and trees, and they never get any money back out of them. And they're scraping by, and then all of a sudden somebody comes and says, that hill is worth $2 million. You know, sell it to me, and your troubles are over.
So that's a positive thing for that one guy who happens to have a hill on his property.
But later on, you know, in the film, you'll see Vicky Trinko lives in Cooks Valley, Wisconsin. You know, she's living on her family farm, and she's developed asthma.
Right.
And literally because the hill across the road from her farm is being mined for silica. And I step out of my car there, and I'm choking and gagging. It's a difficult issue.
That's filmmaker Jim Tittle with Wisconsin Public Television's Pete Schwabe. You can hear more about silica sand mining and watch The Price of Sand on Director's Cut tomorrow night at 10 on WPT.